I don't care if you're a secular Jew. I don't care if you're an Orthodox Jew. I don't care if you're a Sephardic Jew. I don't care if you're a Democratic Jew. I don't care if you're a Republican Jew. I don't care if you're a Jew by birth. I don't care if you're a Jew by choice. I don't care if you're an Israeli Jew. I don't care if you're an American Jew. I don't care if you're an old Jew. I don't care if you're a young Jew. I don't care if you're a disconnected Jew. I don't care if you're a connected Jew. All I care about is that you are a Jew. And if you are a Jew, you are part of one incredible family. Yes, sometimes we get mad at each other. We certainly have our disagreements. We can be judgy. We are only human. But no matter what, we must have love for one another. Especially since October 7th, it's been critically important for the Jewish community to come together and be unified. We cannot allow our level of observance, our political inclinations, or our backgrounds to tear us apart. People everywhere are divided, and as Jews, we must not give in to this discord. We need to rise above it. Then, we will fulfill our unique mission as the nation that brings light to this world. We can set an example that the other nations can learn from and be inspired by. Before you share an offensive meme about a politician or shout at a fellow Jew for voting for a candidate you don't like, think about the potential consequences of your actions. Before you speak badly about another Jew, decide whether or not it's worth opening your mouth. Before you talk down to someone, ask yourself this one question: would I want someone to talk like this to me? We often believe that we are right, and others are wrong. We have the right perspective and the right opinion, and we know exactly the right way to live. We often fail to see other people's points of view. One of the greatest tests in life is putting aside your own ego, seeing someone else and understanding their position. It can be difficult to say, "I don't agree with you, but you're still my friend," but if you can, it demonstrates tremendous self-growth. This test comes up all the time for me. One of my Jewish friends is not a Zionist, and not religious. They are the complete opposite of me. However, we have so many other things in common, and they are one of the nicest, best people I know. They've helped my husband Daniel and me countless times, and they have a truly good soul. When we talk politics, we talk respectfully, and when it gets too tough, like when they say something we just can't get on board with, we change the subject. And we remain good friends. Sometimes, I see posts from Jewish friends on Facebook who support the presidential candidate I'd never vote for in a million years. I get annoyed, and then I stop myself and say, "Hey, they must have their reasons. And I bet if they knew who I liked, they'd think I was crazy." When someone who is Jewish speaks to me in a disrespectful way, I try not to internalize it. I think, "Wow, they must be having a bad day," or, "I bet they don't realize how they sound right now." I give people the benefit of the doubt, because the truth is, I don't always say or do the right thing either. During this turbulent time, we must set aside our differences and be very serious about loving our fellow Jew. It's clear that we are stronger when we are united. Whatever type of Jew you are, wherever you are, whoever you are, hear this. I care about you, and I love you. We will get through this together. Am Yisrael Chai, the nation of Israel lives. Kylie Ora Lobel is an award-winning writer and community editor of the Jewish Journal. You can find Kylie on X at Kylie Ora Lobel or Instagram at Kylie Ora Writer.